Simeon Francesco wasn't worth the spit in her mouth, let alone the tears in her eyes. If only she hadn't been such an idiot. She clenched her fists on the steering wheel, remembering all her stupid defences of him. Oh no, he's one of the good ones. Simeon says I'm going places. Oh, I totally trust him. Simeon says I have a special talent. Simeon says. Clem shuddered as she remembered Simeon's last words to her. You signed the contract. Your work belongs to me, and you have no right to any credit. And if you try to take me to court, you will be in breach of the non-disclosure agreement you also signed. Now get out. The ateliers remained hunched over their sewing machines, desperately trying not to look at Clem as she began to cry. Her beautiful clothes were hanging from the rails, ready to be shown in the following week's fashion show. Each seam that was being sewn right now, she had spent hours sketching and draping until she knew the garment was perfect. This was her best collection yet, and she was overwhelmed with pride with what she had achieved. Now, she stood in the doorway sobbing as Simeon spelt out how none of it was hers. Life in the fashion industry could be cutthroat if you ventured out into the deep waters too soon. And Clem had done just that. Full of enthusiastic optimism, she had fallen under the spell of an older designer who was brilliant and had his own fashion label. Each season, he always created something new and exciting. All she had to do was sign a simple contract of employment to protect both of their intellectual copyrights. Or so he had said. She snorted, turned the volume up, and put her foot down. The miles from Norfolk to Scotland slowly being torn up as she raged along the motorways. Clem had always struggled with reading at school to the extent that she had failed all her exams. She knew she wasn't stupid, but she still felt the shame of failure. When Simeon had waved a massive contract at her, along with a bottle of champagne, she had just turned to the last page and signed. She trusted Simeon, and this agreement was proof that she had finally arrived. A beep interrupted her music, and she looked at the orange light on her dashboard in consternation. Clearly, one tank of fuel wasn't enough to get all the way to Rawcoddy Castle, and in annoyance, she came off at the next service station. Deciding to grab a coffee first, she parked up and slid down from her seat. As she slammed the door closed, she heard a voice shout out behind her. Hey, does your daddy know you pinched his car? Have you packed your booster? A bloke in his 40s heckled her from his van, laughing with his mate about the amazing wit he was sharing with everyone. Boil your head! Clem shouted as she headed towards the services. Moody? Is it past your bedtime? Is it past yours, dickface? Wind your neck back in and go grow a pair. Jabbing her key fob at the car, she locked it and stormed past the builders, her high heels stabbing the tarmac. A lesser woman might have tottered, but in their wildest dreams, no one would describe Clem as a lesser woman. She had lived in high heels since she was 16, when it became apparent that she would not get any taller than 5 foot. Now, at 26, she could run, jump, and dance in stilettos, and she was easily capable of storming off in them as well. As she headed into the services, the builder shook his head in astonishment. His mate was now crying with laughter. What had started as a friendly bit of banter with a pretty girl had resulted in a total dressing down, and people sitting in other cars smirking at him. When Clem returned to her car, she was relieved the van had left. She didn't care so much, but she knew she was angry at the moment, and engaging in a second shouting match was not considered appropriate. Apparently it was never appropriate, but if you didn't stand up to people, they would walk all over you. Pulling her St. Anthony medallion out from under her collar, she gave it a quick kiss. As usual, when she felt she was losing control of her temper, she would remember her father's words. She had been 12 years old, and sobbing with angry tears and a black eye from another fight. As he knelt down beside her on the floor,